following on Averick on page 94 of his Context and Pretext in Conflict Resolution, I think, and his evaluation that culture is a preferable word to civilization because it's evolving and more fluid. And as he says, culture does not cause conflict. It is, however, the lens through which the causes of conflict are ultimately refracted. The point in the main causes being more likely be any issues of inequality. But the point of his writing and the point that we're talking about is that anything that hardens the notion of civilization or of culture becomes a pretext for violence. That's how I would argue, that namely, the philosophical problems with Hegelian thinking and many other forms of thinking was that they hardened the idea of thesis and antithesis, of binary thinking, and binary thinking resorts inevitably to notions of good versus evil. So the binary notion of good versus evil, the hard notions of thesis versus antithesis, and hardened notions of civilization or culture consistently create more violent alternatives to conflict resolution or to negotiating things. Whereas Averick's notion of culture being a fluid, dynamic idea, or of us always messaging, and this is where messaging becomes important, that we never use the word civilization anymore. We only use the word evolving civilization. The idea of an evolving American civilization or an evolving Jewish civilization creates fluidity, and fluidity creates nonviolence, whereas hardness creates violence. This goes back 3,000 years to the 2,000 years to the Tao Te Ching and to Lao Tzu, who understood that water was nonviolent and hard things are violent, because water is fluid. Water is evolving, water is changing all the time, and anything that changes does not have to be subject to violence, nor to create violence in others. And that's the notion of civilization and culture that we need to promote as history marches on.